Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
President Trump has expressed his anger this morning that Judge James Boasberg is overseeing a lawsuit against the president's administration for accidentally leaking defense secrets. Let's check in with Sun-Times Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief Lynn Sweet. Lynn, good morning. It doesn't sound like this is going to blow over and go away in a few more news cycles, does it?
Well, first of all, good morning. Good morning, Bob. Good morning to everyone. I would say it could. You would think not. But one thing we know in dealing with Trump and his allies is how they have the enormous capacity to change the subject in a sense and to convince people to believe things that are not true and also to get hung up on little things. So this issue here, when we talk about what happened in the group chat, I don't want to get hung up if the information was classified or not, if every one of the texts, Bob, was classified or not. Clearly, the information was sensitive, and clearly, Jeff Goldberg shouldn't have been on a chain of any conversation with these top people. And it may take time, and I'm not sure how you make this an issue that sticks. So that's kind of a part answer to your question, meaning I take nothing for granted here in the ability of Trump to change the subject. And you know, attacking the reporter isn't the point. Calling it a witch hunt just isn't true, but that's what Trump is doing.
What about what the defense secretary, Hegseth, said? He said in the text chain there were no names, no targets, no locations, no units, no routes, no sources, no methods. The White House press secretary characterized the messages on the thread as not war plans, but as a policy discussion.
This is my point. Let's not get hung up with a label. Classified, unclassified, war plan or not. The information clearly was sensitive, was important, whether it's policy or a policy leading to a military action. How could they be on a communication device with someone who was not known to them? And to make it worse, it was an editor-in-chief of a publication who was a journalist. This is the point here, and this is what I'm kind of asking people to consider, that you cannot have sensitive private conversations from all the people involved in national security and have somebody listening in who they don't even know and no one notices is in their chat room. That is really what's at issue here, is the situational unawareness that they were having this important, sensitive, and private conversation, and they didn't know who else was in the room.
So does the president need a fall guy here? Is he going to have to fire someone?
No. Trump needs nothing from nobody, because even if he fires this guy, it doesn't make the situation go away that everyone else on the call did not know who else was on it. It doesn't make the situation go away that when, I think it was the defense secretary and Tulsi Gabbard, the intelligence chief, they were out of the country. So I have read when they took their calls, and you know, these unsecure phones are hackable. Signal is a very low-level security device compared to the super-duper stuff you get when you're on phones that are designed to be used to transmit classified information. You know, you could go into the strategy room in the War House, the Situation Room, and you could talk about things that are unclassified, but you want it private. So that's what I'm hoping people at least understand, that you had all these people in a room talking about sensitive information, and they didn't know who else was listening in.
One of the things I was thinking about was we've learned from the past, especially from Watergate, that sometimes a cover-up can be more damaging than the original incident. And they're even calling this Signalgate now. So isn't that the danger here for the administration, if they keep making excuses? And it's not exactly a cover-up, because, I mean, even Marco Rubio said this was a big mistake. But politically, how should this be handled? Do you think the way they're handling it now will be effective?
I think it doesn't matter, because Trump has, just in the last few days over this chat controversy, people in the administration have said things that weren't true, that were incoherent, that were contradictorial, mm-hmm. and it didn't matter. They have no compunction. Calling for Elon Musk to investigate this instead of the FBI, to investigate how Jeff Goldberg's number ended up in this. By the way, fine, investigate it. Maybe one of the people in Mike Walsh's contact list, he did, talk to Goldberg or have contact or text with him. Maybe we'll find this out, maybe not. I want to go back to a core issue here that I think will resonate, and it's just not going to be this one, because you and I know about it, a lot of people know about it. If you watch cable news, you know about it, but not all cable news. I think the only thing that may rattle people is when they start to worry about, will I still get my Social Security check? I need to change something and I can't get through to them on the phone lines. I need to sign up for Medicare and I can't do it. Or, oh my God, they're going to threaten Medicaid and that's what's keeping Grandma in the hospital. It has to be, I think, something that impacts people as opposed to something that doesn't.
Well, polling right now indicating that even more than 60% of Republicans view this matter, this Signalgate, or whatever you want to call it, as serious. And some of President Trump's allies are speaking out on this, too, in a negative way.
Well, actually, good point. I was the senator from, was it North or South Dakota, spoke out about it and just told it like it was. And I think the Republican senator, one of them from Nebraska, strike it, I'm not sure of the second state. But two Republican senators basically said, own it, deal with it, and move on. And since they already admitted that this guy was in a chat, what are we quibbling over? Whether or not it was, we all have to agree that it was sensitive information, even without details. Wouldn't mm-hmm. you love to be able to go in with your microphone and sit at a private meeting the mayor, the governor, the president, the cabinet secretary is having? That'd be a hell of a mm-hmm. show, Bob.
Yeah, I think the argument that this was not sensitive or classified, that's the weakest part of all this. Lynn Sweet, Chicago Sun-Times, Washington Bureau yeah. Chief.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
A pleasure, as always, Lynn. You take care.